He lives in Bandon. Dick entered the name The Rockin' Chair after seeing the ad in the Bandon Western World. I don't think he's listened to the show, but he sure nailed the name. And he won first place, and I offer him sincere congratulations. It was a fun contest for me. And I sound a little nervous because I'm in the presence of artists. So I'm going to take a breath and calm down and slow down. There I go. Okay. If I sound scripted, it's because I am. Because this is an important show. This is a milestone in my personal show. Having a name, being a DJ, being on the radio. So when Dick entered the name The Rocking Chair and won, the contest advertised that the prize would be astonishing. Why I use that particular adjective is because, number one, I personally am astonished to be on the radio. In my wildest dreams, if somebody had said, "Fran, in the future, what do you see for yourself?" I never would even pull this out of a hat to be on actually running a show and programming. So this is a thrill for me, and I'm astonished. So I figured inviting the winner to the show with a plus one, Sue, his wife, would be an unusual, if not astonishing, prize. And Dick got to pick the playlist. Did I say the names of my guests? Dick Brownfield and Sue Brownfield. Yes, I could be on a blooper reel easily. So all I basically had planned to do was offer a spot to have them as hosts or guests of the show and pick a playlist, and I would give them an autographed copy of the coffee break ad that ran the contest. So that was my extent of an astonishing prize. However, K-Bog stepped up to the plate with generous contributions of a K-Bog t-shirt, baseball cap, postcard, refrigerator magnet, decals, including Rockin' Squatch, who is the mascot of K-Bog, as a tribute to being in the Northwest. There's a boxed CD Blu-ray Beethoven set, a Chopin CD, and some Dove men's lotion. Then my sister donates a Circles in the Sand calendar signed by Denny Dyke, the founder and artist, and then she signed it as well. So you have two autographs in there. It's worth something someday. She's an ambassador. That's a category they call certain people who volunteer for Circles in the Sand. So a shout out to June. Then Natalie Brookwell from Old Town Bandon's Petals and Twigs further augmented the prize with a $25 gift certificate for Petals and Twigs. And if you don't know where it is, I'll explain that later. It's in Old Town Bandon, across from the Minute Cafe. And Natalie is the owner. She also donated a tall Cranberry Woods scented gel candle, which you need to keep upright and out of the sun. But these gel candles, by personal experience and from hearing her talk about the gel candles, they last 10 times longer than any regular candle. And she gave you the big one. Awesome. There's also a dried flower arrangement in a lovely vase, and the basket to put everything in she donated, and she wrapped it and topped it with a big red bow. For my part, I added an autographed July 10th coffee break, as I had planned to do, so that's in there too. So I want to do a shout out to K-Bog, Natalie at Petals and Twigs, and June Davies, my sister, for their generous donations toward the astonishing prize. After today, look for the contest write-up and photos on kbog.org. The winners will also be in an announcement in Monday, July 27th's Coffee Break, and Thursday, July 30th, Bandon Western World. And you'll see the logo, which rocks. Today's playlist, a fine variety of rockin' tunes, are courtesy of winner Dick Brownfield, whose good vibrations won him an astonishing prize. And that was my cue for good vibrations, but I forgot to open the app, so that's okay.
I love the colorful clothes she wears, and she's already working on my brain.
Listening to Dark Radio, KBOG 97.9 FM, The Rockin' Chair. And that was Good Vibrations by Brian Wilson. Dick and Sue and the hundreds of thousands of listeners of KBOG may not know what dark radio refers to. Am I right or am I right?
You're right.
So if you see a night photo taken from space, of the Oregon coast, Bandon is dark because there is no light pollution. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So dark sometimes has a maybe a negative connotation, but in this case it's like, yay, no light pollution.
It doesn't mean unheard.
Right. So Dick shared a bit about himself and Sue with the station, and I'll recap it for our listeners. Dick and Sue have been Bandonites since they retired and moved here almost 4 years ago. They had been coming to Bandon for about 10 years twice a year to enjoy the natural beauty and the cool climate. Dick was an analyst for county government, and that might qualify you to volunteer as a commissioner on one of the many commissions in Bandon. You would just have to go to City Hall. I'm just putting a plug in there because I used to take minutes for the Utilities Commission, and they always need good people. And Sue was an art teacher. Awesome. Dick and Sue have been, and I have in quotes, a little involved in the local art exhibits, Southern Coos Hospital and Health Center art exhibit, and the Boardwalk Summer Art Shows. With their cat Meow, who's smart enough to say its own name, Dick and Sue travel around absorbing the natural beauty of the area, and I'm sure get inspiration for the art. It has to be. I mean, Bandon is the most beautiful town on the Oregon coast. The beaches are phenomenal, and the town I've had described as it's a Hallmark town in that the people are friendly, the shops are interesting. I find the restaurants extraordinary. I love Bandon. I could go on and on about that, but. Oh, and the weather. Stormy weather, no problem, as long as they don't get blown away. So, more about Dick and Sue after this song, appropriately enough, titled The Art Teacher by Rufus Rainwhite, as a shout out to Sue.
There I was in uniform, looking at the art teacher. I was just a girl then. Never have I loved since then. He was not that much older than I was. He had taken a class to the Metropolitan Museum. He asked us what our favorite work of art was. Never could I tell him it was him. Oh, I wish I could tell him. Oh, I wish I could have told him. I looked at the Rubens and Rembrandts. He told me he liked Turner. Never have I turned since then. No, never have I turned to any other man. Thank you.
listening to KBOG 97.9 FM Bandon Community Radio. I had asked the community to offer name suggestions for the show and picked the name The Rockin' Chair, submitted by Dick Brownfield, who is in the gallery today. The large gallery of guests in the studio. And I hope he's happy to have received the grand prize.
Yes.
And to hear his tune selection totally, 100%, except for one song, being played whenever I stop yakking. So more about Dick and Sue, then stay tuned for some back-to-back songs from Dick's playlist. Dick and Sue have a son, Leaf, and one granddaughter, Juniper, and that name Juniper knocks my socks off. Dick enjoys online games and playing chess. Maybe at some point Dick could start a chess club at the senior center. See, I have plans for people. I know. Okay, he's laughing. Who knows? Sue is happiest doing artwork and cooking. The KBOG wizard... Oh, I heard something. I think it was just a semi-truck going by. Beautiful Bandon Heights. I thought maybe the mic was acting weird. So Sue is happiest doing artwork and cooking. The KBOG wizard has encouraged Sue to think about hosting a KBOG cooking show. That would be so cool. Sue could invite all the Bandon restaurant chefs as guests on her show, and her show could be called Sue's Chefs. Thank you. I got a little chuckle from the gallery. That was my plan. It is now 1:18 p.m. on 97.9 FM, and time for some back-to-back songs picked by Dick Brownfield, winner of the Name That Show contest. But first, I want to do a shout-out to my godson, James Gilman, who, in mere minutes, it seems, developed a logo for the Rockin' Chair show. And at first, I was calling it the Rocking Chair, and then it's like, I'm Franny, not Granny, so I've got to drop that G in Rockin'. It's a Rockin' Chair. The logo will show up on kbog.org, so... be prepared to go, I want to hire this guy to do my logo. He lives in Colorado Springs and did it as a lark. He's just an artist. He usually does music. His website is hamsteralliance.com.
He must have a lot of listeners.
So we'll see how many discs we can spin before Chip Casson kicks us out of the studio for his 2 to 3 p.m. show. Because I frankly don't know how long this song list will run. I didn't time it. I know, I'm a rookie. But at the very least, if the playlist is cut short by Chip, excuse me, I'm drinking a rock star, I can at least share what the remaining songs on Dick's playlist are. So you already heard Good Vibrations and The Art Teacher. So coming up back to back will be Sweet Young Thing by the Monkees, Coconut, which I adore that song, thank you, Henry Nilsson, Over the Rainbow, Harry Nilsson, Another One Bites the Dust, Queen, that was my little karaoke tribute, Working at the Car Wash Blues, Jim Croce, Long Lonesome Highway, Michael Parks, Songs of Life, Neil Diamond, now he's make-out music, She's My Baby, Traveling Wilburys, I love that group, On the Amazon, Don McLean, This Masquerade, Leon Russell, Saturday Night at the World, Mason Williams, that one rocked my world. And Dick had a cover for In My Life by none other than Sean 007 Connery. But since that's my favorite all-time Beatles song, I chose the Beatles version with apologies to Dick. So
the Beatles do a good job too.
Yeah, the Beatles do a good job too. So, with that, I will do some back-to-back on KBOG 97.9 FM.
I know that something very strange has happened to my brain. I'm either feeling very good or else I am insane. The seeds of doubts you planted have started to grow wild, and I feel that I must yield before the wisdom of a child. And it's
love you bring. Know that I can't deny, and with your wings I can learn to fly. Sweet young thing. People try to talk to me, their words are ugly sounds. I resist all their attempts to try and bring me down. Turned on to the sunset like I've never been before. I'll listen for your footsteps and your knock upon the door. And it's love you bring, no, that I can't deny. With your wings I can learn to fly, sweet young thing. And it's love you bring, with dreams of bluer skies, and the morning sings when I see it in your eyes, sweet young thing. Sweet young thing.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for a dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said, said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache. Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called the doctor, woke him up. Said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said, Doctor, said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache. You put the lime in the coconut, you drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut and you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning. The night.
your troubles melt like lemon drops way above the chimney tops. That's where you find me. Over the rainbow, bluebirds happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow. Why, oh, why can
the time of the big star. keep saying, hey now, mama, come on over here. Instead, I'm stuck here, rubbing these fenders with a rag, and walking home in soggy old shoes. With them steadily depressing, low down mind messing, working at the car wash booths. You know, a man of my ability, he should be smoking on a big cigar. But till I get myself straight, I guess I'll just have to wait in my rubber suit to rub on these cars. Well, all I can do is to shake my head. You might not believe that it's true, but working at the end on Niagara Falls is an undiscovered Howard Hughes. So baby, don't expect to see me with no double martini and in my highbrow society news. Cause I got them steadily depressing, low down mind messing, working at the car wash booths. See me with no double martini and in my highbrow society news. Cause I got them steadily depressing, low down mind messing, working at the car wash booths. Yeah, I got them steadily depressing, low down mind messing, working at the car wash booths.
And the plains, sure ain't nothing here gonna tie me, and I got some friends I'd like to see again. One of these days I'm gonna settle down, but till I do I won't be hanging round, going down that long lonesome highway. Gonna live life my way. I'm gonna settle down, but till I do, I won't be hanging around. Going down that long, lonesome highway, gonna live life my way. Yes, I'm going down that long, lonesome highway. Gonna live life my way.
Songs of life, they ring from quiet steeples to distant valleys along the hillsides of lovers' hearts, of lovers' hearts. Come sing your songs of life, and they will keep you from ever wanting, from ever needing. forevermore, forevermore. Oh, and when the moment's true, they sing so softly to me and you. So I sing my songs of life that I will hold you inside forever, and you will know me, and I'll be yours, and you'll be mine. Oh, and when the moment's true, they sing so softly to me and you. You know they do, you know they do. And I'll sing my songs of life that I may hold you inside forever, and you will know me, and I'll be yours, and you'll be mine.
She likes to stick her tongue right down my throat. danger zone. Not a stranger zone. Then the little plot I walk on that I call my home. Full of eerie sights. Weird and scary sights. Every vicious animal that creeps and crawls and bites. The Amazon, the prophylactic prowl on the Amazon. The hypodermics howl on the Amazon. You'll hear a scarab scowl and sting. Zodiacs on the wing, all the stalactites and vicious vertebrae hunt the stalagmites. While laryngitis slay all the parasites that come from Paraguay in the spring. Snarling equinox among the rocks will seize you, and the Fahrenheit comes out at night to freeze you. While duodenum are lurking in the trees and the jungles swarm with green apostrophes, oh, the Amazon is calling me. On the Amazon, the Pax vobiscum bite. On the Amazon, the epiglottis fight. On the Amazon, the hemispheres at night all slink. Where the agnostics drink all the hippodromes that lie concealed in mud, join the metronomes that live in swamp and flood, then the Kodachromes come out and drink their blood, poor geeks. While velocipedes among the weeds will scare you, and the menopause with hungry jaws ensnares you. Frenzied animals infest the hills and slopes, everyone avoids the deadly stethoscope. So the Amazon is calling, yes, the Amazon is calling, oh, the Amazon is calling me.
Are we really happy with this lonely game we play? Looking for words to say. Searching but not finding, understanding we're lost in this masquerade. Both afraid to say we're just too far away from being close together from the start. We're trying to talk it over, but the words got in the way. We're lost inside this lonely game we play. Thoughts of leaving disappear every time I see your eyes. No matter how hard I try to understand the reason that we carry on this way, we're lost. Start over, but it's oh so hard to do when you're lost in a masquerade.
It's a Saturday's night at the World. I am thinking about a girl and how useless to search it becomes when you seek all the answers in one. But her voice seems answer the echoing silence from yesterday's asking and waiting and listening for something resembling a song to be sung back to me. It's a Saturday's night at the World. I am thinking search it becomes when you seek all the answers in one. And her eyes seemed quicksilver, reflecting the prisms I kindled, uneclipsed by the darkness of loving's mirages that swindle the heart with the shadows of we. And her love seemed to offer a sojourn from endless beginnings, so I went spinning into her to love her, but found her one answer for loving and losing the same. It's a Saturday's night at the World. I am thinking about a girl, and how useless to search it becomes when you seek all the answers in.
There are places I'll remember all my life. Though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments. Lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead, and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I'll love you more.